Ask Ashley.
Yep, that's me.
And me.
Oh, best friend, we killing them. No new friends, get rid of them. Oh, these new niggas, yeah, I ain't feeling them. Yeah, it's just me and my friend and them.
Okay, I have something I wanted to start with.
Uh-oh.
I feel like this is a literal classic. No matter where you live, where you're from, you know this. And when you hear the beginning...
Boom, 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 boom.
Now tell me what you're gonna do, but it ain't nowhere to run. When judgment comes for you,
when judgment comes for you.
Tell me what you're gonna do,
but it ain't nowhere to hide.
When judgment comes for you,
cause it's gonna come for you.
Boom, 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 boom.
Tell me what you're gonna do. I ain't nowhere to, when judgment comes for you. Yeah, I love that song. Have you ever met my friend Tanita, like my Asian friend from, we've been friends since kindergarten?
She's Pacific Islander.
No, that's Ane. Ane is Pacific Islander. Tanita is Thai.
Okay.
Well, Thai culturally. She's Vietnamese and Chinese. But huge Bone Thugs. When we were like young, she had this older boyfriend. And like we grew up on the east side, so we were in the suburbs. Her dad was a pastor of a church. Like the whole thing. She's dating this guy from like the hood. And he's Asian too, but he's like, you know, like... He's in a gang, the whole thing. And so Tanita got turned out really early. It was so funny. And then she would bring it all back to us, like, here, this is what we're supposed to be doing. I can never hear that song and not think of her because she knew every single word, even the fast part.
There is some TikTok clip where basically they guess what the words are. I can get it quickly. Hang on. TikTok. Bone Thugs. My TikTok is getting increasingly harder to use. Here it is. Gotta poop, but God's got it. And I'm gonna miss everybody. I don't... Okay, here it is.
Yeah.
Here is what the internet has put together as the lyrics for Bone Thugs and Harmony Crossroads. Egg salad, lick a hippopotamus, easy as Uncle Charlie. Gotta poop, but God's got it. And I'm gonna miss everybody. There's some wild lyrics on TikTok, if I could find the video that was really good. But basically, some man comes to save the day and, like, puts what the real lyrics are.
Amazing.
And everyone is like, wow, Bone Thugs and Harmony, prolific.
I saw this other thing that reminded me of that.
I heard someone say that black slang is just white slang in reverse, and I've never been able to stop thinking about it. I'm up for it. I'm down. Wow, she looks really good. She looked bad. That's cool. That's hot. That was real smooth. That was tough. Let's roll. Let's bounce.
That's wild.
No.
Mind blown.
Ashley.
Yeah.
That's so true. Black slang actually is like needs to be studied as a whole.
It should be.
Have you seen that post that says something along the lines of like black people can't compliment you? We just shout out the obvious as opposed to just, like, giving the compliment. Like, okay, new hair, don't care. Like,
oh, my God. That is really funny.
I know when Armando came up, y'all was like, play. Because when black people compliment you, they don't say the compliment. They just say what it is. Okay, violin. I bought a new car. My girlfriend seen me. She was like, okay, Benz, bitch. Okay. Come on, hair, like, okay, shoes, okay.
And, you know, black women, we are the masters at compliments. We have taken compliments down to a precise science of conciseness, where we don't even say a full sentence. We just say at you, what we're looking at on you. Okay, polka dots.
just be like, so could you give the compliment or no?
Yeah, like, what are we doing?
Okay,
here?
Like, I see it? You.
Okay.
Okay, got it. That's funny. Anyways, Ash, how was your week?
You know, my week was pretty good. Did a lot of working this week. I was on set almost every day, which is cool.
Boring.
That's why I tried to be nice about it. Yeah, set can be a little bit monotonous, but I got some fits off. Love that for him. And overall, a good week. So funny, though, one of the days when I was working, Chase went home from school with one of her friends. And when I went to pick her up, the girl's mom was like, oh my gosh, the girls recorded a podcast today. It was Chase's idea. And she was like, let's record a podcast. I was like, oh goodness, I'm really rubbing off on this one.
The mom knows it's exactly you're doing.
I think that the mom listens to the podcast. We've had that conversation, but it was so funny. And it's a video. So it's video and audio. They're killing it. And I have the video to share with you.
Welcome back to Grace and Arena's podcast. I'm Chase.
And I'm Arena.
And we're going to tell you the story how we met. And it's very satisfying.
And funny. Oh, so it's around in first grade. And I look at this girl. With a puffy hair, and the puffy eyes, and the puffy lips. Seriously, Chase. And then she looked at me. Seriously. Yes, seriously, she did. And then, you know what happened? She hooked. I was like, hey, baby, you want to be friends? And then I was like, yeah, and then I was like, and then I killed her for like 1 second.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's how we became friends. We ate together, we got in trouble together, and we played together, and that's how
we went in the bathroom together, and we farted together. So, like, that's how life works.
Yeah. Okay, come on, Chase. It's time for mini game time!
I didn't even go, you silly!
Sorry.
Okay, so, when we met, like, at school in first grade, and then I was like, who's that girl with the puffy eyes and the puffy lips? And I was like, who's that girl with the puffy eyebrows and the puffy cheeks and puffy nose? She said we die together, we ride together, we fart together, we go to the bathroom, we play together, we got in trouble together.
And that's all we need to know.
Okay, now it's time for the mini game. Okay, Harina, explain what the mini games are if they don't even know.
Please, please.
It's pretty funny. So you had a nice little vacation this week.
Oh my God, girl, it was so needed.
Yeah.
Also, though, what I learned is that you do need to go to places more than one time to fully experience them. Last year, I went to Nizook twice, and when I went the second time, I found a pool I didn't know about. I found a restaurant I didn't know about. Like, I literally had two different experiences at the resort. And so I went back to the Rosewood at Bahamar that you and I went to, like, in 2020, and had, like, a totally different experience. Like,
really?
There was, like, a live jazz singer singing in the jazz bar every night. You know, there's like 9 restaurants in Bahamar. I went to the Italian restaurant, to Marcus, which is this restaurant on the beach.
What? I gotta go back, too.
I was like, oh, we didn't actually go here.
No, we didn't.
And we were at the SLS pool and the SLS day party, but we didn't experience the luxury of the Rosewood pool. And your server comes to you at the press of a button.
Girl, not the button. That sounds amazing.
You know we love a room upgrade.
You got a room.
So I got the same Studio King suite that we got, where like the living room was on one side and the bed was on the other. But I got a beach view or ocean view. And when I got there, it was trees in front of me. But they were so nice. They set up balloons in the room. Aww. They like did everything for my birthday. So I was like, I can't be a bitch complaining. But like also, this is not cheap. And I would like to see the ocean. Yeah. I don't want to look out at trees.
Yeah, don't do that to me. I want my full experience.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I called down as nice as I could be because I do know that they really tried to make this a great experience for me. I was like, the room is absolutely lovely and the birthday surprises are top notch. But I did select a room with an ocean view. And she was like, oh, typically the ocean views start on the sixth floor. I was on the sixth floor. I was like, well, you can come. There's nothing but trees outside. Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, let me talk to the manager and see. Next thing I know, the manager is calling me and he's like, hey, so sorry about that. I know it's your birthday. You want to have an incredible weekend. I'm going to find you a new room, but just give us some time because I got to make some changes. Girl, 4 hours go by. And I'm like trying not to get comfy in the room because I don't want to f*** it up. You know, all of those things. I call back and I'm like, hey, just making sure no one forgot about me. And the woman at the desk is like, oh, no, he's still working on it and he's going to upgrade you.
So, bitch, sit down and be quiet and wait for your upgrade.
So right before dinner we went, we had the one-bedroom true suite. Like, a full living room, a full kitchen, a full bathroom with washer and dryer. Two balconies. Yeah, I did it. That room was like 3,000
nights. That's what I was going to say. That room is so expensive.
Sis.
That's amazing.
That room was so expensive and so nice. It was perfect. I just did laundry just because the washer and dryer was there. Like, it. Like, I'm just kidding.
I love that.
Let's take some food home and heat it up later. Yeah. You know, we have the oven.
Use all of this.
So, yeah, a wonderful break all in all. Mm-hmm. My mom came. We had some really great moments. You know, my mom is very practical and I like to live above my means. Yeah. And so it was nice to bring her into that world. I got to spend that time with my mom at the pool, at the beach, really great restaurants. We gambled, hit the roulette table.
Yeah.
This episode of Ask Ashley is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you know you're getting the real deal. Whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear that make every step feel fly.
You know what, Ash? I've actually added eBay into my online shopping rotation.
Really?
Yeah, especially for sneakers. Imagine trying to find a pair of size 16 Travis Scott Jordans for an NFL player who doesn't want to hear the word no. The days of having to run around the city trying to track something exclusive as that are over for me.
I mean, it's 2023, Ash. Those days have been over for a long time. Hasn't online shopping been a thing for like decades now?
That's true, but you can't just trust purchases from any online store. I've gotten burned a few times, and when the items arrived to me, I couldn't even bring them to the client. And that's why these days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, I go straight to eBay. When you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say authenticity guarantee. And that means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's authenticated by real experts.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
You got mail.
Oh my God, you just caught my literal on-camera reaction to opening one of your DMs.
Which one?
I just read, congrats, Airbnb has announced Lala as their new creative director.
What? When did Lala become like...
Why?
Why?
Huh?
It's a weird pairing. I'm just trying to understand, like, what about Lala and Airbnb create any sort of like synergy... Any sort of like, oh, this makes sense. I can tell Lala stays in Airbnbs a lot, or I can tell she has great taste in Airbnbs. It's not even like she's like a real estate person. She's not an interior designer. None of it makes sense to me. Yeah, I'm just like, I don't love this partnership, but you go, girl.
Welcome to my first Airbnb down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Come on, take a look.
Welcome to La La Land.
This is an epic space I curated so you can have a true La La experience.
All the decor is me. I want you, your family, and friends to come down and have a great time. La La Land. I just added my own personal touch to everything in La La Land. I want you to get all your girls, all your guys, your family, your friends, and have an incredible experience right here in the space that I curated.
I don't love this partnership.
It just doesn't make sense. It's just one of those random pairings. Like, there's certain commercials that are like that. Oh, what did I just see the other day? Oh, like Kiki Palmer is in some commercial and she's like popping out of a refrigerator. And then the lady's like, how long have you been in there? And she's like, "Ooh, girl, you don't want to know," or something like that. I'm like, no, this is weird.
I'm uncomfortable. Stop. You're making me uncomfortable.
It's cringe.
You know that meme that you love? That's like, "I hate going to work. It's so ghetto, telling everyone I need money."
Mm-hmm.
When you see those partnerships, it feels like that. Like, this is
100%. She was the third person on the list. The two people above her said no, passed on it. And they were like, "Okay, well, let's just go here." And then, yeah, we know it doesn't really make sense, but she's kind of hot right now. She's got a following. Like, we'll figure it out later.
Okay.
No one believes you guys, but how much did you pay?
Oh my God, that is funny. Weird partnerships. It's kind of as uncomfortable as the Skims and Lana Del Rey collab I saw today.
Like, huh? Lana Del Rey has a Skims campaign?
This is what I'm saying.
Lana Del Rey hasn't been relevant for like 10 years.
On Kim's page.
She's in a box. Yeah, it's like, a no what? For me. That doesn't make me want to buy anything.
With a bad wig.
I mean, she's a pretty girl. I guess I never even knew what her face looked like, to be honest.
Why ever is Lana Del Rey who I want to go get my Skims off of? You don't.
That's wild. Like, Kim, keep it to yourself. We're buying. It's okay. You don't need to add other people unless it's like men, like she did with the men campaign. That was solid. Fuck with that.
You saw that post I sent you? You know you f***ing with a hoe ass nigga when?
No. With a hoe ass nigga will have you worried about the wrong shit. Why the fuck I'm stalking a 33-year-old bottle girl? This is what we were talking about the other day. I spent too many years. That's wild. It's absolutely true. Like, sis, you gotta evolve. We evolved, right?
I was like, that is funny, but she just titled it right. You know you fucking with a hoe ass nigga when.
Ooh. You know, like, when stuff will catch on and then, like, other ways you know you're fucking with a hoe ass nigga. Imagine.
The comments are probably gold.
Oh, everyone's just going in. Listen, it's the rise of the older woman. Everyone's standing up for the 33, not being old, 20-year-olds coming after them. You need to be worried about why your wants to fuck with a 33-year-old bottle girl and not you.
Wow. What is that's what they took from this?
That's what they took from this. 33 is not old. 33 is young, Buki. Let's start there. Pray you make it to 33, babes. And the 33-year-old bottle girl looking and living good whole time. Damn, they're going in on her.
The 33 could have said any number there. That wasn't the point.
It wasn't, but that's what people are holding on to. They be pressed when you're in your 30s and fine as f***ing look good. Damn. Yeah. They're really hung up. Most of the comments are about the age.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. The pro-age thing is a real thing right now. Don't come for older women because it won't be nice for you.
Bitch, Mariah the Scientist wrote on our page.
Stop! What did she say? Something mean or nice?
Nice. Well, for starters, I went to St. John's University on a biology scholarship.
Oh, well, you go, girl.
That I genuinely trust. Mm-hmm. Tell me that I have to listen to Mariah the Scientist.
You will love her.
I know, and I believe it. And when I see her online and I see her clips and I see how she moves, I like her.
I like her a lot.
For whatever reason, when I go to listen to music, it never crosses my mind to put her name in. And it's because I think she has a terrible name for the music that she makes. Mariah the Scientist sounds like a rapper.
Yeah, I agree. I don't love her name.
I feel like a Mariah the Scientist name change could do for her what a Mulatto to Lotto name change did for Lotto.
Okay. I like that for her. Because I've never heard the explanation for, like, where her name came from. Mariah the Scientist. Probably it's like you're in the lab.
Right.
Like,
giving that.
Yeah.
It's definitely giving that, but it's also giving you sound like a rapper who is, like, a very,
What did she say? I love her, and I don't want her to hate us.
No, she doesn't. She said, well, for starters, I went to St. John's University on a biology scholarship.
Oh, that's all she said?
Yeah.
Oh.
The comments agreed. Love her and her music. The name is missing that je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Now I've got to listen to more of her music. I thought she was a rapper, too. She could definitely opt for a name change. Mariah the Scientist commented.
I'm obsessed. Can we ask her for tickets? I want to go to her show. I cannot believe Mariah the Scientist commented. I feel special.
I wonder if she listened.
To the whole thing?
To the episode. Now she probably wants to know what we were talking about.
The fact that she's sitting there, like, looking at her whole things, like she's paying attention, is honestly next level. We have to say something nice to her from the Ask Ashley page right now.
What am I supposed to say?
Say something nice to her. I mean, I was very complimentary. All I said was nice things about her.
There's tons of praise in here. I think we're not the first people to tell her about her name.
Right.
It's something that she probably hears often.
Probably has to deal with. Yeah.
She probably is constantly explaining that.
Yeah.
I just don't know what we're supposed to write.
I don't know either.
It's interesting because you know what? I almost tagged her and added her, but I didn't because I was like, oh, she'll see it.
Oh, you thought she would see it. So then I went in and left a comment and was like,
you made it hot. You made it hot.
I made it hot. But the comment said we love her. Now you need to screenshot it and be like, Mariah entered the chat. It all makes sense now.
We need her on the show.
We need her on the show. I want to talk about dating someone in prison.
Speaking of dating someone in prison,
oh,
I feel like the listeners need to know what I slid into your DMs last week.
Wild. Tell the people.
So my homegirl has a close friend that's hilarious. It's just like she's single and free and fun, so basically can post like whatever she wants.
Love that for her.
So in her close friends, she puts up like a reel of a prison inmate like talking into a webcam. And she's like, maybe I'll find a man here. The name of the Instagram page is Idaho Inmate Pen Pal.
That's wild.
And so I click the page. And it's just mad inmates giving like welcome videos of like, hi, my name is here. Don't worry, I'll pay one for you. Hang on.
Hey, what's up? So a little bit about myself. I'm 26 years old. I'm Hispanic. I got some time to do. So I'm really just looking for some cool people who I can chop it up with, you know, catch a vibe with, get to know, laugh with, joke with. I love listening to all types of music. I love sports. I love being outside. I'm a Raiders fan, so don't hate up on us. And I'm the type of person to not knock before I try, so don't knock me before you try me out. What's up? Hit me up.
Hey.
What's up? Hey. Hit me up.
What's up? Hit me up.
I'm 38 years old.
Oh, here we go.
Walks on the beach. I have an extremely average penis. I got a mullet. I got some tattoos. I'm in prison for another couple months. Clearly, there's no one around here. I have nobody to talk to. That's why I'm reaching out through this. Yeah, feel free to hit me up whenever.
Hi, my name's Taylor. Kind of just looking for somebody to correspond with. I've been in here doing this time a long time. Just kind of getting lonely doing it here by myself.
What up? You know, I thought I'd hop out my comfort zone, hop on here, see what's good. I hope to hear from you soon. Have a good day.
What up? Hello, world. Hey, I've never actually done this before. Heard a lot of good things about it. Figured I'd send a video, get out of my comfort zone a little bit. It's always nice to meet new people, have some good conversations. So, yeah, I hope to hear from you guys soon. And I hope you have a blessed day.
But what I want to say is, what was my response? Do they have these in other states? I'm trying to go to like Georgia or maybe where there's more black guys. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of white men.
So should I look up what? Like Alabama inmate pen pal?
Alabama, I don't know. Let's just do like Florida, California.
Cali inmate pen pals.
Yes.
Oh, it's locked. Hey, this page is to request the pen pal if you're looking for a pen pal in this system. If any requests, thank you. Yeah, it's not as big.
Oh. I'm just saying that if I was going to do this, which I'm not, but let's say I was going to do this, what I'm not going to do is go for one of those guys that's about to be out in a few months because that's scary. I need you to be serving life, and then I might talk to you.
1,000%.
Imagine, like, you start talking to a guy, and he's like, oh, I'm out next month. Like, I want to come see you.
Yeah, You got to have some more years behind bars. You got to be able to, like, fall in love with me and get over me and fall in love with someone else before you can come out.
Because what I'm not about to do is have a fresh-out-of-jail stalker. No, no, no.
Sis, how many... Okay. Think about how free men are out in the world dating multiple women. Let's imagine this Iowa inmate pen pal. How many girls do you think that each inmate is talking to?
Probably 3 to 4. If he's really hot, maybe more.
I never watched that show, Love After Lockup or whatever, but I know it's...
Most of them are in committed relationships in that show, is all I'm saying.
No, girl, they be cheating left and right and using and stealing their shit. Yeah, nah, Love After Lockup is drama-filled.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just made that up. I've never watched it. I just imagine, like, you're in prison. You're still going to cheat on me from prison? That's wild. That's what I'm not putting up with.
And that's what's happening. Oh, no. So I don't know, ladies, not that this is our advice at all, but if you are curious, lonely, and interested, Idaho Inmate Pen Pal is a doozy. Just take a scroll. Take a scroll through it. Take a scroll.
Things you saw on the internet this week.
More things I saw on the internet this week.
Yes.
I saw a post on Passport Cuddy's page that said, your man gives you $100 at the casino. You win $30,000. How much are you giving him?
$100.
You're just giving him the $100
back? No. Okay, this is what I would do. If my man gave me $100 and I won $30,000, I would offer to split it with him. But what I would anticipate is that any... We'd be like, no, babe, keep it. Imagine him taking half my money.
Imagine you offering him half.
Well, I'm trying to be nice, and you should never take it.
I mean, I guess actually when I really think about it, half is probably the appropriate answer.
It probably is. Like, it was never your money, and then you won, and you're still up. $30,000, you still got 15. That's solid. But don't take my money. I will offer it, but don't take it. None of it. I'll buy you something.
I'm about to read some of the comments.
Yeah, please.
Somebody said, if I win $30,000 with his money, he should be grateful. I won't be asking him for money for a while.
See?
Somebody said, I've done the math. He gets his $100 back, of course. Plus, he gets another $4,000 of the $10,000 I'll say I won. He'll be so happy.
He's there, sis. You can't lie. Try again.
Somebody said, giving him his $100 back because I don't need it no more.
I mean, to be honest, that's fair. I did the rest of it. You gave me the $100. I did the rest of it. If I gave someone $100 and they won $30,000, I'm going to need like at least five.
I'm keeping it $100. I need something off that.
Yeah. No, for sure. But that's like if it's your girlfriends. Like if it was me and you and I was like, oh, you didn't have cash or something. And I'm like, Ash, here's $100. Like, let's play. And then you end up winning $30. Nah, sis, you got to give me some. But this is your man. Like, that's different. You know what I'm saying? That's different. Like you giving me half. And we not leaving here until...
Nah, sis, run me that. You couldn't even won that without me, sis.
You couldn't even won that. You was over here. You didn't have no money. You couldn't even play.
Run that. If it's my homegirl, run it. But I'm sorry. My man got to run it too. You had no chance to win this money without me. So somebody said they love $2,000. So $2,000.
People are really, really good in the comments. Really good.
This is stupid. It's always somebody stupid like this when it comes through the comments. Y'all about to be mad at me. I'm giving my man all of it only because he's very good with money and I need a little guidance.
Shut up.
Somebody said that's a pimp.
She a hoe. She got to give the money back to her pimp.
Somebody said $100 and some guac guac 3,000.
I like that.
You would. Somebody said, I'm paying for dinner and drinks and that night's events. I might upgrade our flights, but that's about it.
Like, the rest of that is mine, honey. No, listen, you offer half and you just hope that says, no, babe, you keep it. It's cool.
That is the best because way to handle it.
Because to be honest, if my man gives me $100 and I win $30,000, I offer him $15,000. If he takes it, it tells me a lot about you.
He should just let the whole win go. He shouldn't even care about his $100, right?
I don't know. Me personally?
Tricky.
It's tricky. Like, yeah, I can understand wanting your $100 back. I can understand wanting to take my money. But like, you really going to do that to me? Me. The love of your life.
Some people were asking for clarification, like, is this my man? Is this my husband? Yeah. Is this the guy I'm dating? Like, I need some understanding because I'm going to categorize it a little bit different.
And that I agree with 100%.
This episode of Ask Ashley is brought to you by Mickey D's. All of the best nights out end with a bite for Mickey D's. Something about hitting that drive-thru after a night out with the girls just feels right. It's also nostalgic. I know we all made that McDonald's stop before we snuck back into our parents' house when we were in high school. That last stop before we called it a night. Me and my girls might have kept our local McDonald's in business, to be honest with you. It makes me laugh just thinking about us at 3 a.m. Quite frankly, a full car of girls ordering the Mickey D's drive-thru is just the right amount of chaos. A car full of what you want in the drive-thru always started with our basic go-tos. But it only took one person to mention a McFlurry or a pack of cookies or, dare I say, an ice cream cone before you heard a bunch of, ooh, that sounds good. Me too, girl, get me one. And if it was really late at night and the menu had just flipped to breakfast, forget about it. Pure insanity. It starts with asking for a cheeseburger and ends up with 2 McGriddles. I mean what I say. The McDonald's drive-thru is just the right amount of chaos. Everyone's got their own Mickey D's moments. Go on and make some more delicious memories.
What time is it?
It's question time.
What time is it?
It's question time.
Okay. Back with the would you rather. Let's see. Ashley, would you rather be the only one drunk at a party or the only one sober at a party?
Okay. So this is tough because I don't really like to be out if I haven't had like some drinks, because it's just not my jam. Like, I'd rather be in bed. But I think in general, being the only sober person around a bunch of drunk people is so annoying. It's like one of the more annoying things that you have to experience in life. I hate it. Hate it.
I agree.
But also, if you're in a room full of sober people and you are the one drunk, annoying person, that is also not a vibe. I don't personally think I'm annoying drunk, but this man on TV was talking about how his wife, like, he kept being like, you're annoying when you're drunk, like, you're annoying. And she was like, no, I'm not. And they would fight about it and stuff. So one night he was like, I'm going to record you tonight when you're drunk. So that you can see it. And so he recorded her all night when she was drunk. She watched it back and she was like, shoot, I am annoying. And that's what I think. Cause I'm like, oh, I'm not an annoying drunk. But then it's like, everyone's probably annoying drunk. So I'm gonna go and say that personally, I would rather be the drunk one though, because at least I'm having a good time. Because I don't wanna be annoyed. I don't. I have enough annoyance in life. I don't want to be annoyed and be the only sober person. I'll be the one.
You rather annoy
people. You're going to get all this annoyance.
I think you might be my favorite tipsy person.
Yeah.
You're drunk.
Nightmare.
Is annoying. Now, here's the thing, is that it's not annoying when I'm also drunk.
Yeah.
So, like, my thing when I'm drunk is, like, I get loud.
Loud.
What? Like, my volume goes through. Zero to a million. And I literally have no filter. And I think I'm someone that's pretty filtered. You're a lot less filtered than I am.
Yeah.
Drunk, you do the opposite. You start getting like insecure and like, I don't know, but what if somebody thinks, oh my God, I can't look? Like, what? How did you go the opposite direction? How did you go inward?
You're supposed to lower your inhibitions, not heighten them. But it typically, could that be the weed?
Oh, yes. You know what? You're right. It's probably the edibles.
Yeah.
It is, because that makes you more paranoid.
Yeah.
That's actually what it probably is. Yeah, you get so much when you're tipsy. It's like, great. It's everything's fine. And then you get drunk. It's just like everything is a concern. Should I do this? Would I want to? Like, oh, my God, we're having fun. Stop asking me questions.
That's hilarious.
So I think you're an interesting drunk in that regard.
But annoying in a different way. Like, sis, relax. Just have a good
time.
Yeah,
like, we're having fun.
Yeah.
We're having fun. This is fun. This is fun. That's hilarious. I think I would rather be the sober person.
Yeah.
Just because I think my drunk is a little obnoxious.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be your answer.
Hell yeah.
Okay, next one is for you.
What's up?
Would you rather get stuck in an elevator with your ex and their partner or with your partner and their ex?
That's easy to me.
I know.
I want to be in with my partner and their ex.
Every time.
For sure. This is easy. Because, like, what's that song?
Look at you. Wow. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know why I am not threatened by men's past. I never have been.
Right.
On top of that, with all due respect, every man I've dated, I've always been the upgrade. So I've never been threatened. Now, if I was stuck in the elevator with my partner and my ex, tricky. Mainly because outside of one relationship, I've never like fallen out with exes.
Really?
Like we've maintained some sort of friendship or some sort of like normal relationship where I feel like it could make my partner not feel good. And I never wanted my partner to feel like that. And B, like my exes is tricky. They might try to say something, be a smart ass, try to prove. Like,
yeah,
I don't really trust them to navigate this situation the best way.
Right.
With me, my partner, and their ex, I trust me to navigate this in a way that reminds her that I'm the new bitch.
Well, no, here's the thing. The first option is with your ex and their current partner. So now you are the ex. So, like, you know how you said you always felt like you were the upgrade? So what about the opposite side?
Interesting.
Of that?
I missed that.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
How do you feel about that?
No.
I'm not doing that.
No. No. The answer is no.
Yeah. No.
You left me and that's what you're there. Now I got to look at, bitch, was that you or Sienna who was with me when I ran into my ex walking across the street? No, that was Sienna.
No, that was me in Beverly Hills.
Oh, was you? Yeah. Nasty feeling.
Trash. I don't love that for anyone, frankly. Yeah.
Now, the only way is that, like, if your ex has, like, fallen all the way off.
True.
And you run into him with him and his off new bitch.
Yeah.
Like, oh, y'all are tragic.
Yeah.
And, like, you just feel good in the elevator. Like, oh, that's a tragedy happening on the other side over there.
But if they have sustained or upgraded their life in any way, that's a tough one. Not doing it with you at all.
So, yeah, it's going to have to be my partner and their ex every single time.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ashley, would you rather know when you were going to die or how you are going to die?
I think we've talked about this a little bit. It's scary to know when you're going to die because
agreed.
I feel like it will alter the way that you live your life. But also knowing how you're going to die would also alter the way that you live your life because it's like, oh, I'm going to die on a plane.
You're never getting on a plane.
I'm not getting on a plane till I'm ready to die then, obviously. I think that I would want to know. Oh, freak. I'm going to say that I would want to know how.
Okay.
I want to know how because, like, I don't want to know when, for sure. I don't want to know when.
The question as a whole is giving me anxiety. I don't want either one.
I don't want either one. But it's like, I don't know. That's tricky. I'm just going to go with how. Because I'm ultimately a nosy person, and I guess that, like, at least then I would know how. And then hopefully it's nothing bad.
Yeah, but
if it's something
bad,
then
you literally live your life every day in fear. Because like they say, car accident. Car accident means you could be driving the car. You could be hit by a car. You could be like, and so now you don't want to go outside. Now you don't, like, I just feel like the fear.
You're right.
You're going to drown. Now your kids, you don't want your kids going in the pool because you can't save them. If you go to save your kids, now you die. Like, how is crazy? When I think... No, there's so much anxiety tied to both. I have no idea.
But now that you say that, the thing about when is then that actually, that removes the fear. Because ultimately, now at least you know.
Mm.
Living in fear, how you just said that, nah, that makes me want to run it back. No, I want to know when I'm going to die, not how. Because you're absolutely right. If you know how, then you're living in fear every day. And I guess if you know when, at least you're like, well, I can do all the shit I want to do knowing that I'm going to die on this day. So yeah, I'm gonna run that back. And I want to know when.
Yeah, knowing that you're gonna die in 3 months means that you could wake up and say, I want to do everything that I want to do today.
Exactly.
Now you're anticipating the day and you have dread around that one day, but mm-hmm. you don't have to wake up every day dreading.
Yeah. When you brought the fear into it, living in fear is not something that I want to do at all, ever. So I'm going to go with when, not how. Sorry.
Got it.
We walked that one back. Okay, last one's for you, Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather find true love or a suitcase with $5 million in it?
So it's like, it's tricky. True love is also the only thing that could ever betray me. And that suitcase with $5 million could not betray
me. At all.
And a suitcase with $5 million, I'm taking at least 3/4 of it and flipping it into more than $5
million. Exactly. You could double it.
My true double love. It. Like, it's... Is being in love and broke, like, it's not fun. Like, arguing over bills and money. And
stressful.
Like,
it's stressful.
I've said this on the podcast before. My mom would be like, you know, you need to find a man that has a good job because love don't buy you bread at the grocery store.
Yeah, and that's a fact.
And you only really technically need 3 things to survive. Food, water, and shelter. And all of those cost.
A lot these days.
Love don't cost a thing, thing, Lies. Thing. I don't know. Questions like these are hard because if people judge you if you pick the money, it's an automatic judgment.
Yeah.
Even if you can logic it down, like I can logic it down why the money is a better choice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to have to, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. I am going to choose true love because I know my true love got more than $5 million, period.
Okay. Live in faith, sis. Live in faith.
True love is not enough to keep me happy.
No, it's tough.
But the word is true love.
True. That's the thing, because this is your true love, the purest form, the unconditional, the forever.
I don't know that I've ever, I don't even know if I can imagine what that is. I don't even know what that means. And that's disappointing.
Take the $5 million and run, sis.
Pew!
Bye!
Anyways, girl, we gotta go. We gotta get out of here. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Ask Ashley Podcast. And if you want to connect with us, you can find our website at www.askashleypodcast.com.
If you're looking to connect with us personally, you can find me, Ashley W, at Dear Young Queen. And you can find Ashley N at Ashley North Style.